Welcome to Disruptive Innovation. My name is Ashley Tajay.
Hey, DI fam, it's Nikki.
Hi, everybody, it's your girl Tash. What's up?
Yes, happy Saturday.
Hey.
Yes.
How was your week?
My week was good. My day was good, too.
Yeah,
my
last
too.
Yeah, my day.
Yeah, how was your day?
Monday was cool. Monday was
cool.
Went to the gym.
Awesome.
I did.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
I woke up late. I was out late. So I got up late.
Good. Yeah. I was up early.
Why?
I don't know. I was up at 5 o'clock.
That's
oh, wow. That's really early. Yeah.
Open nights is like taking over my life.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. But 2019 is the last year. I'm quitting this year.
For real?
Yeah,
that's
December
a great
I'm gonna
thing.
Be rich.
Yes.
December 2019.
Speak it.
Claim it.
Disruptive innovation is gonna blow.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Cameron
definitely
Beauty
believe
is
that.
Gonna pop
definitely
this year.
Believe
yeah,
that.
So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's my last year, so I'm gonna just let it happen.
Woo!
That's what's
yeah. up. Yes. And we have a special guest.
We have our first guest.
Our
ever.
First guest.
Yay!
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, it was too loud on that one, right? It's all good.
Very loud.
Let the people know who you are,
yes,
sir.
Yes, introduce yourself.
You know, Terrence. Here, trying to hang out with the fam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, you know. We had to break up with our brothers because nobody else wanted to come talk to us.
And everybody's scared, man.
Yeah, everybody's scared.
Well, we got the realest of the real here,
the
so that's all that
that's
matters,
right.
man.
We got the realest.
Oh, no, man.
Nah, don't be. There's no need to be nervous,
yeah,
brother.
No need to be
we
nervous.
Are all brothers and sisters.
Right.
Okay.
Be nervous in a circle.
Exactly. We already did a shot of Hennessy.
Yeah, guys, we finna get loose.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I mean,
my chest
we
is
do
still
understand
burning.
That you can be a little nervous, a little on edge.
Exactly.
You know, a little bit here and there. So that's why we got this little icebreaker we gonna do.
Yes, we do. Two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie.
It's so hard playing this game with people you know.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what haven't I told you? Like,
yeah,
I don't
seriously.
Know. There's gotta be something.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the lie can't be obvious. And I think my lie is gonna be.
Nah. Don't preface it. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Already, you said
you're right.
You got a good one.
All
right,
so
play.
I do have a good one. Okay. Yeah. All right, so then I'll start.
Yeah, you're gonna be first.
Okay, so. I stole $50 from the cash register today at work.
True. No.
I wear a size 10
shoe
and what?
And shoes.
Okay.
And I like the color red. What's two truths and a lie, correct?
You definitely stole $50 today.
What?
No, I'm playing.
You
I'm,
need
playing.
To drink.
I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing.
All right,
what do you do?
Come on. Pause. Now we're going with it. Wait, so keep
everybody gotta go.
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna go with the $50. I hope you ain't stealing the $50.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what do you think?
That's the lie.
I think the color red is the lie.
Damn.
Well, the lie is I stole $50 from the cash register. You know I don't steal anymore.
When you start
what
liking
the
red,
the hell is your
I
problem? I have
like,
turned
no,
over a
no.
new leaf.
When you
I
start liking red,
I thought you were gonna try to trick us, and it was gonna be like I didn't actually
I
steal
do like
it.
Red.
There was a short in a register or something like that, so
that's
it looked
saying.
That way. I thought you were trying to be tricky.
I like how you clean that up.
Tricky,
I like
yeah,
how
no,
you clean
no,
that
no,
up. I love that. But take a sip. Go ahead.
Wow.
Guzzle it.
Wow.
Chug a little. Chug a little. Yo, that is not good. You did that way too quickly.
My poor friend hasn't accepted the fact that your girl is on the way to AA. Like, I tell her all the time I'm an alcoholic.
And I just think you're
be
talking.
My
we still accept you.
Oh my
we
gosh.
Accept you.
Yeah,
we
accept oh my gosh.
Let
well,
me tell you.
Well, I'm out the hot seat. Who's the next one?
Pass the buck.
Go. Go.
So, Terrence, it's your turn.
Yeah,
you got
there
it.
You go.
Mm-hmm. Two truths
two
and a
truths
lie.
And a lie. Two truths and a lie. All right. So, I lost my virginity when I was 20.
Okay.
My first car was an 88 Ford Escort.
Uh-huh.
And I played basketball in
That's a good one.
You did not lose your virginity at 20.
And I'm definitely going to second that one. Yeah. I agree with her.
No. Oh, no. You could. No. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
What? I'm saying, wait, what was the other? You played ball in what else?
College.
My first car.
Car 88.
The car is a lie?
I think the car is the lie.
I think the virgin at 20.
I agree with Ashley. I think the virgin at 20 is a lie.
Okay. I don't know.
All right. Well, yeah,
that's
the lie.
That's
the
lie?
The virginity was a
lie. Oh, Nikki. Shut. Oh, my God.
This is ridiculous.
All right, Ashley, your turn.
Oh, man. All right. I want to have 10 kids. I want to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to be in a polygamous relationship, but I want to be the woman, the only woman in the relationship.
Shit. Oh, damn. Okay. So then, which one is the lie?
Okay, I say 10 kids is the lie.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
10 kids is a lie.
Yeah.
You sure you want all those kids? That's gotta be a lie. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a lie. Yeah,
that's a lie.
That's a lot of kids, man. 10?
Yeah. I'm more concerned.
You should have brought that down.
Ten is a little extreme. You know?
I'm more concerned about the kids, last though. One that she said she wanted.
I'm about to jack that one.
Oh my god! That's not good.
Gotta have options.
You're stupid.
Gotta have options.
I'm gonna steal some of everybody.
Go ahead.
I lost my virginity at 18.
Uh-huh.
I have 6 tattoos, and I do not like spaghetti sauce.
The first one's a lie.
Yeah, the first one's definitely.
What was the first one?
She lost her virginity at 18.
18?
Yeah, the first one's a lie.
She was a virgin until she was 29.
Damn, why'd you leave out there like that?
I don't know with the sauce, man. No. I think it's the sauce.
You guys know the sauce? Where'd you go, girl?
I think it's the 18. 18?
Nah.
Oh my gosh, please let us be right.
Yeah, you drink.
He has to drink?
Wait, how is that again?
Whoever's.
What's the lie?
What's the lie?
I have 6 tattoos.
You don't have 6 tattoos?
No, I have 6.
I thought you had
4. Right.
Shit.
And why was I thinking? I was like, she
so
has
we all got it wrong.
So we all had the three of us have to drink.
Oh,
shit.
Is that the first clean sweep?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, some bullshit. And they're already done.
Oh, that was good though.
We got a lazy Nelly over here. A lazy. What are we going to call her? A lazy woman.
You babysitting over there?
Mm-hmm. She sure is. That's not a shot.
Take that
not
back. Take that
I like
back.
To nurse
take
my
every
drinks.
Every time you take a long time, you have to have another.
Exactly.
And another one. In our DJ Khaled. Another one.
Another 6. Drink some of your juice.
If y'all can see this face right now. She has the sweetest drink.
That was good. That was right that now. Was a nice clean shot.
That was all right.
That was nice.
Oh. Nice and smooth, too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, no more. That game is done. We're not doing that game anymore.
Would you like it?
It was good, but it was strong.
Okay.
Bro, I'm 4 in. Like, don't even talk to me now.
And we 2 in. You're 2 in, too. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but you're an alky.
I'm a lightweight.
I know, right?
And,
I'm a lightweight.
I disrupted innovation.
My name
is Nikki.
Welcome to AA.
I've been here
10
minutes.
All right. Oh my gosh. That was good though.
Okay, so the name of our show is Disruptive Innovation.
Yes.
So what would make you, Terrence, a disruptive innovator?
Oh wow.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I don't know, man.
Do you know what?
Do you want our definition?
Do you want to what disruptive
innovation? Tell me what the show is about. That's kinda what I could give you a good answer.
All right, who wanna go? Who wanna go with it?
Go with it.
You want to? All right. So, disruptive innovation basically is just a show about 3 women coming together and talking about everything that comes to our mind, whether it's religion, relationships, marriage, polygamy, which is like a big thing that we talk about.
Pop culture.
Pop culture. culture, politics. Mm-hmm. So we talk about all that, and then we also, you know, we just want to show people that you could be able to speak your mind, but speaking your mind in a tasteful way. It doesn't always have to come off as like raunchy or ghetto or anything like that. But we could still talk about, like, we're regular people, but we still have a brain, and we still, you know, a lot of things come to our mind. We think about a lot of stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The disruptive part is, you know, each and every one of us occupies a different space.
Yes.
And a lot of times, like, I feel like the disruptive part is that we do challenge the norm. Mm-hmm. That it, we have a drop of the uncommon. Like, no matter where we are, like, my opinion may be very uncommon in every single space.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, like, the innovation part is, you know, we want to challenge things. Mm-hmm. We want to challenge the norm. So there's a little bit of that in there, too. So
yes.
What makes you uncommon? What makes you uncommon?
Yeah. And what makes you stand out? What makes
yeah.
you different?
That's just my whole life. I mean, just coming into here, I feel like I got put in a box.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? What is that box?
All
right, so define the box.
You know, people think they know you just off what they see. So,
yes.
And,
that's true.
You know, you can't judge a book by necessarily the cover. Sometimes you
that's
could,
true.
But like,
that's true.
You don't know what somebody else's lifestyle is like.
That's true.
Of, you know, you get into intimate conversation with them or anything like that. So,
that's true.
So I don't know. I think that every person does that. I think they look at a particular person.
Yes.
And they make a judgment of what they believe that person is, and they may or may not be that thing. So you know, I think it's good to have shows like this where you can open up and then see.
Yes.
Real size.
Mm. Yes.
Mm.
That's good.
Definitely.
That's good.
And we appreciate you being on the show, though, seriously.
I'm honored to be the first guest.
Yes.
Yes.
And I hope and I hope this will not be the last time.
No,
you come through often.
Exactly. You got to be our stand-in Mel.
Oh, for real.
Yeah.
Because we need a male point of view. No, seriously.
There's a whole lot of female thoughts.
Yeah. Too much estrogen.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right?
And we need someone to challenge us. You know what I'm saying? In terms of us just figuring out, like, thinking that, you know, the woman's point of view is always correct, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we appreciate you being here. Thank
Definitely.
You so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's get into it.
Let's
yes.
get to it.
So Nikki's going to talk about the first topic.
What are we doing for the first
topic? Topic number one.
Hmm? John Gray.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
so because I don't really know too much.
Yeah, that's
much.
A little crazy.
All right, so we have a question here. Not really a question, I guess, but I don't know, man. What's going on with your boy, John Gray?
Yes.
Pastor John Gray.
Mm-hmm.
So allegedly, he was caught cheating on his wife.
Yes.
And it's like this huge scandal. And I don't know, just throughout the course of the week, that got me thinking about how the church sees relationship, how the church sees marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think that there's too much pressure.
Yes.
I think there's way too much pressure.
Agreed.
I think it's crazy that this man is going through this. I don't condone cheating per se, but I don't know.
All right, so then I have a question. And so then what do you consider cheating? Do you think cheating is more emotion? Do you think it's more physical? Like, what do you, you know, because everybody has like a different
definition.
You know, some people might feel like just emotion, or some people might think like if you are sleeping with somebody, that's not really, if there's no emotion there, it's not really like a form of cheating. So what do you consider like cheating? Because everybody has a
All right, I'm about to jump in. And
jump in.
And my response to that is, anything that you're doing, if you cannot tell your spouse what you're doing, it's cheating.
Damn, that's a lot.
So if you say, no.
I'm not
going
to cut you off.
Okay, so if you say, yo, I just met this nigga, you know, Chris don't know about it, like we've been talking, texting, da-da-da-da-da, but Chris doesn't know that you're doing it, you're cheating.
Wait. We need code names.
No names. Oh, I'm sorry. My fault.
Nah, I should about to put the
Christian.
Over that.
Christian.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, in a nutshell, that drink got me loose. But I'm just keeping it 1,000.
No,
if you can't share it with your significant other or your spouse, then whatever you're doing is considered cheating. To me. That's just to me.
Okay, and you're entitled to your
Yeah. Terrence, what do you think?
I don't know, man. I think that's a sensitive issue. I mean, everybody's standards is different.
Yes.
So I feel like, me personally, if It's an actual physical act.
Oh, okay. It's a Got physical you. Act. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But,
and that's probably just a man, yep. man thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that makes sense. The whole emotional aspect of it. You know, I found out my wife was talking to some dude. I probably wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. Like, got you.
Please go ahead, try. Like, if you do what you gotta do, but
got you.
I don't know. I think when you cross the line of actual physical, mm-hmm. then
okay.
then that's when the cheating aspect is there. I mean, like I said, I ain't no female, so I don't know. I like to hear the opinions everybody else.
No, but, I mean, I think that's good. Like, that's we want that. We yes. want it. We don't necessarily want mm-hmm. anybody here to really have the same perspective. Exactly.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. Like, that's what causes good dialogue is the tension.
And we most likely will not. Yeah, but that is the difference between men and women, in my opinion. Men can give up their parts. Women, we give up our hearts first. And I think it's more with us when we do it.
That.
You disagree?
I do.
Yeah, wow. I think it depends on the woman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I could definitely be physical with no feelings.
100%. Get the hell out Absolutely. Of here.
Yeah.
Okay, see, no, I...
Really?
I mean, You're back in the day when I didn't, I mean, when I didn't know right. no better and I was just out here fucking, I mean, that's a different situation. Do you understand what I'm saying? But now that I'm an adult and I'm more responsible, I'm not just going to go out okay. and have relations with a nigga that I'm not feeling.
But I'm not saying that your decision is going to be reflective on what you're capable of. That's the difference.
Okay.
You're capable of going out there and smashing with no feelings.
Got you.
If you choose to do so, different story.
Okay, but is it cheating then? Because cheating is cheating. Whether you have feelings in it or don't have feelings in it, committing the act is cheating.
Oh, I mean, I definitely think, like, there's no questions asked. Like, if you cross a physical line, hell yeah, that's cheating. If your spouse didn't, if you and your spouse or you and your significant other didn't have the conversation and be like, listen, this is what I want to do, and they're like, all right, cool, then yeah, it's cheating.
Got you.
Yeah.
I agree.
If you cross it a physical line.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the issue of each individual relationship.
That's true. That's very true.
Because
that is true.
From a guy, it's unforgivable in some aspects.
Ooh.
In some aspects,
y'all are so fucked up.
Wait,
it's a double standard.
Flag on the play.
Stop.
Talk for the men here. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I guess, like you said, like, a woman giving up their body is saying a whole lot about how deep they are involved with the person, I think. Mm-hmm. A lot of women can't just separate the feelings mm-hmm. from the actual physical aspect. You got to put in work to get a chick, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yes,
that is true.
But for a dude, you know what I'm saying, dude could sling all over the place and not care. Just listen, I was horny here. I did what I did, and there was no emotional attachment to it at all.
Man.
So the female that says they have no emotional attachment, it's rare. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think then that's why I feel that the female always say, like, the emotional part is the cheating part. So that's why they put that on the guy too. Like, oh, you was talking to so and so and blah 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 blah. And I was like, yo, I don't care about that. Like, that wasn't that special to me. Like, but that's what's important to the female, I believe. But.
Well, I have a follow-up question to that. Why is it that dudes... So you mean to tell me if your spouse cheated, you would not forgive her?
I ain't saying that.
But then if you were caught, you would expect forgiveness? Is that what you're saying?
It's a double standard. I don't know. I can't say. I can't say that I would completely, like, oh, nah, it's unforgivable no matter
what. Okay.
I can't say that, but I would definitely say that it hits a lot harder.
Okay.
It hits a lot harder in the dude that I think than it necessarily would with a female.
What is it for men? What is it? Yeah, what do you think it is? Not saying you per se,
like I said,
but for men, period. Is it ego?
No, it ain't ego. I think the concept of being able to get that female open enough to open their legs to you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes work to get there. So it was more than just a physical thing. Like, you just, oh, I met the girl at the club, I smashed. You know
gotcha.
What I'm saying? Like,
gotcha.
It was one of those things, like, I had to put in work.
Okay.
And I had to really, I was talking, and now you're emotionally involved. You saying emotionally cheating is cheating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
because
saying?
Because once we do that.
So if you said that, and then you let the dude get that close enough to you, uh-huh. and then you opened your legs. Like, you're really involved now. Like,
yes,
there.
We are. So but tired.
Unless you're one of those people who say, like, it's just physical, that's it. Ooh. I just wanted to get mine, and that was it. Like,
wow.
People gotta talk about that, man, in their relationships.
Yeah, that is crazy.
No, and that's a sensitive issue, man. Mm-hmm. People don't want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh,
that's the thing.
Open
that
up your marriage or
people,
open up your relationships.
Yes, people don't want real honesty and real truth. And yeah. I feel like it's so, honestly, I feel like it's detrimental to our relationships. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think it's detrimental to our health, mm-hmm. our mental health. Mm-hmm. I see so many unhappy people mm-hmm. because people are running from their truth.
Exactly.
And I think, listen, even if you don't accept what my truth is at this point in time, that's okay. We don't have to act on it. Mm-hmm. But you do need to at least know.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can start to discuss it and then peel back the layers. Maybe it's my truth right now for a particular reason.
Okay.
Maybe we can dig in a little bit deeper. Maybe at the end of the day when we work through it, this isn't necessarily going to stay my truth. Mm-hmm. But I see so many people staying in fucked up situations. And even if it's not fucked up,
you're right.
Unhappy.
Uh-huh.
Like,
uh-huh.
what the fuck uh-huh. for? Uh-huh. Like, it's crazy to me. I don't know.
All right, so then in Pastor, what's his name?
Gray.
John Gray.
John Gray, in his situation, how he, it was more emotional. So say if.
So he didn't actually.
He didn't actually go well.
Supposedly,
I don't know.
It's coming.
He did not.
I feel like the story is coming out.
It's unraveling. Yeah.
Wasn't it at? And correct me if I'm wrong, because mm-hmm. I could be wrong. At first, did he admit to it or no?
He did. He
okay.
said that he
cheated.
Came
up. Right,
yeah. Yeah. And then on the real, he was like, I didn't cheat.
He said,
so
I didn't
why
do
would
no.
you bring
physically.
It up?
Yeah.
So why you bring it up?
He
should
take
show PG 13.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
R.
I just want to make sure.
We could be.
Oh, what's that? Talking to
him. No, we are not getting to it. Yeah. No, we said everything. Yeah. But all right. So then, boom. Like what he did to her, he was saying like, oh, I had to sleep on the couch, yada yada yada. So say if she was like, all right, cool. You did what you did. You came to me. We talked about it. I'm gonna go do me. You gotta give me a pass. You gonna let it happen?
Yo, good question. Ooh, but here's the thing.
Come on, man.
Come on, you did your dirt. You did your dirt. You did your dirt.
You get, ladies.
We don't have
you
to
get
eye
on the eye.
Come actually, on,
man.
That ring is
so fucked up. These motherfuckers can be out here.
I am tripping,
okay? They see you in tight jeans and the motherfuckers want to trip.
Exactly. Like, come on.
Sidebar, pause. Did you see, A Boogie's girlfriend. Did you see
Ella? Her? Yes, can we talk about that?
Yo.
Boom. So A Boogie is with Ella. They've been together for, I think it's been like 3-4 years. They recently had a child. But A Boogie, as we know, his career like blew up about like, I want to say like 2016. He really like blew up. Mm-hmm. Ella had fame from before, but Ella wasn't really like the type of girl to like show her body or anything like that. But she recently turned 21. She had her baby. You know, when she, you know, that's a serious thing, having a child, you know, going, your body goes through a bunch of different changes. So she finally, you know, I think she got her body done. I think she got like a butt done or something like that. It was her birthday. And she took, he thinks it was revealing pictures, but she was not showing anything. Did you see the picture?
It was so extra.
She like, wasn't she showing nothing. Cute. No nipple, no nothing.
He said he saw a nipple or something like that
I
in
see
a picture
it.
And broke up with the girl.
Broke up
because,
with her.
That's his baby mom.
Yeah.
Yes. And they live in a house together. He travels with her and the baby.
I don't know. He said it in the song, though. He said if his baby mom talked to another dude, talked to another dude, he out. Like, he ain't playing that.
He did say that, but then a week later, he got caught sleeping with a fan.
Yo, that,
and
that,
the fan put the whole relationship out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Y'all can go do the absolute most.
It was over already. What are you talking about?
No, it wasn't really over.
It came out the week after.
Yeah, it came
it
out the week after.
At least the next week.
Yeah. Oh,
different.
My God.
But
it just showed everything.
He get mad because she looked cute in the
yes.
outfit. But he can go smash all the chicks and you got to be fine.
Exactly.
I'm talking the double standard
and
is
you
real
know.
Out here.
Yeah, you know
crazy.
She's not
doing
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all crazy.
Most definitely it is. Ooh. And she's not doing nothing. She doesn't even go out. Anytime she goes out, it's for him.
How
she's.
You know
I know.
She posted. No. Listen, hold on. You're right.
On the road all the time.
You're right.
You're
right. We don't
true.
Know 100%.
But
when
people, when they have footage
7?
Of her, if she is doing something.
No. Not even that, though. But 24/7, this girl, she posts like on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, 24/7. She's always with her baby.
Gotcha.
Always with her baby. And if she's ever in the club, she records it. She's with her sisters or she's with him.
That's
so,
saying.
Come
shout
on.
Out to the
like,
real mothers
shout out to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, exactly.
But. How
and we
gotta
have some downtime too, you know what I'm saying? Taking care of children
can be taxing.
Word.
It's just very taxing.
I had my daughter all day today, and I was...
It's never a crime, and it's not a crime.
My daughter to death, but she's a handful.
It's a lot.
Man.
It's a lot of work.
How y'all do it?
Yeah, terrible.
Let me go to work.
And that's the thing. And so for a mom to have an outlet and just, like, relax and let her hair down, I don't know. But her taking a photograph and him going off.
21, first of all.
Just turned 21.
First of all. That's crazy. Fuck you.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you. I'm
fuck
like,
these niggas,
yeah,
man.
Let's go on. No, let's go on record saying that because you're 21 one time in your life.
Yeah.
That's probably like that's the prime time, number one, for your body.
Exactly.
And you finna tell me I can't get the fuck out
and,
of here.
And first of all, she didn't even get to do anything. She has a 2-year-old child. So you got pregnant as soon as you graduated high school. What did you get to do?
Yeah, true.
And he literally keeps her in the house. You can tell she's always in the house.
Mm.
And she's always with her family.
A controlling man.
Yeah.
But that never went.
You don't know that, man. Come on.
I think
you
don't know that.
Come
but...
on, man. What are y'all doing here?
All right, let me not talk about him because I don't know.
I don't think it's controlling. I think it's just
man,
a situation of he just really wants to keep her to himself and he don't even want to show her. I think that's the problem. But I think that is a problem.
You know what it is? When you put your girl out there like that and she on social media and she getting all this attention from all these entertainers, mm-hmm, and they trying to slide in the DMs and all that.
You're right.
That shit is stressful, man. Nobody want to be a part of that. So, if you put in the revealing pictures out there, now you got to deal with the extra dudes, the Soulja Boys coming in and doing shit.
You're right.
You know,
right.
The Drakes, the niggas that want to just try to go in there and just do it for the
smash
sake of doing
pass.
It. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't
so he trying to protect his girl. I understand that, but at the same time, you know, wrong is wrong. If he cheating,
okay, that's the point.
And I get that.
That
but
is
like,
a point.
All right, so then
I'll
say if she's...
I'll give you a half a point.
All right, so then say if she's making money from social media and posting these pictures.
I mean, but she ain't been posting revealing pictures the whole time.
Not
before.
Revealing,
why,
but like...
Why start now?
Somebody has to find the picture so he can see it. It was not revealing.
If he said it's revealing, like, something was different about this picture.
But you know what she said? She said that he just has to find a problem when he's doing something wrong, when he gets caught doing something wrong.
Oh, well, that's
he got caught
typical nigga.
We don't know.
That's typical nigga shit, though.
But that's what she hinted at.
That's a nigga move right there.
It is.
So it's like, oh, well, you posting revealing pictures on your birthday. First of all, my birthday was months ago. What are you talking about? Like, if you had a problem then, you should have said something then. Why are you waiting until now?
And
same way y'all hold it up. Y'all be bottling everything up until something happened, and then all of a sudden y'all explode.
Then we explode.
And that's when all the shit came out.
Yeah,
I didn't know she had her body done.
Yeah.
She wild skinny.
Let me see it.
Yeah. She got her body.
Nah, she's a cute girl though, but I didn't.
This is the photograph though that she
has
in the baby.
That's a
before
picture.
Oh, I was about to say that's not revealing at all.
Ella Banks.
Yeah, that's not.
Ella Banks scamming Ella.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't look bad at all. If that's the photo,
mm-hmm,
then it's not bad. But
a regular Bronx chick, like.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying.
She from Highbridge too.
I don't know for a fact. I don't know for a fact, but she's definitely from there, so I feel like that would not be a problem, though. So then what about social media? Do you feel like you don't want your spouse to have social media, but you're on it?
I think social media is okay, but I think it can get out of hand, though. Mm-hmm. I think when ladies
and gentlemen,
but men never, like, the last thing I seen that I felt like was inappropriate from a dude was when the game posted his fucking, but which it was very beautiful, by
God.
The way, okay?
Yeah, for hashtag.
Say that, okay? But eggplant women
pie.
Do it. Would you agree with me that you see women showing more of their ass and chest?
Yeah, but 9 times out of 10 when they're doing it, they're getting paid for it.
You're saying it's okay?
As long as you're being paid for it? Like, why is it okay for you to be posting these thirst-trapping pictures in the gym, but I can't post a picture in a bathing suit? Why is that a problem?
No, you're right.
Thirst-trapping pictures in the gym.
Oh, okay. Niggas always want to post a picture in the mirror with no shirt on, you showing that you're working out. Okay, we get it. You work out. Why do you need to show everybody that? You understand what I'm saying? That's a thirst trap. Exactly.
Intention.
And then y'all always got on gray sweatpants, and you know what we see in gray sweatpants.
Okay,
we see
now.
The gray.
Let me go into the table.
Come on, what is the difference? I feel like that's the same thing because just men
always think, like, no, you know, like, women, they're just so, like, they don't really pay attention. We pay attention.
I don't think that social media was built for, like, guys to be exploiting themselves. I'm not saying women are exploiting themselves by doing it, but, like, it's more entertainment for a guy to see a half-naked female on social media than it is for a dude. You scroll through my timeline right now. I see a dude with his shirt off. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no gay dude. I'm just going to scroll right past that. But I see a chick, I'm going to stop and I'm going to look at that.
Gotcha.
And even girls do that, though. They stop and be like, oh, damn, her body crazy. Like,
that is true. You know, that is true.
We do.
Yeah.
So it's set up in a way where, of course, the girl is going to get paid and do that stuff because it's going to bring that social media outlet attention, and it's going to bring them views and bring all that what comes with it. So that's why dudes don't get paid for it, because if it was, I'd be taking my shirt off all the time. Like, nigga,
I hear that. I hear that.
Get that blue check.
Stay in the gym.
Get the blue check.
Get that blue check.
But ain't nothing wrong with it.
For that, okay, so I think there's two, like, women are socialized different. Like, men are not socialized in the sense to where we want you, well, maybe a little bit more now, because I do think things are progressing.
Okay.
But typically, when a man looks for a woman, the first thing he looks for, it ain't how much money you make. It's not your character.
It's
ain't
physical.
That shit. It's all looks.
Yeah,
we're socialized towards having to look a certain way to be desirable.
Yes.
That's at the top of our motherfucking list.
That is true.
Everything
Fact.
Else is after that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with men, it's a completely different list.
Yes.
So, I don't know if it's necessarily...
I don't know. I think that switched now, man.
Oh, I'm saying things are changing in 2019.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, things are changing.
Because,
like, you really...
Females are getting, like...
Yeah.
Where?
You got to have something. You got to come to the table
I'll be
with
like, damn,
something.
She sound like a nigga right there. Like,
yeah, basically, like, there's
like, yo, that's
no,
crazy.
No shame in game anymore. Like, I think it's because people are just sick and tired of... I don't know. I think females are tired of the bullshit. Yeah. Tired of games.
Oh, amen.
No, for real, for real. And I think that...
Yeah, that's going to set niggas off, though, man.
No, you can't.
It really do. It set dudes off to the point where they're like, that jealousy thing is for real.
Ooh. Like,
jealousy
thing
God.
Is for real.
Yeah,
for
that's
a
true.
Long time, so it's y'all's turn. And first of all, nobody can lie better than a female. Nobody can manipulate better than a female.
When she put her mind to it.
Now that women are in this lane now,
she put her mind to it.
This shit is fucking over.
When you start thinking like and you start acting like a dude, your lies and your manipulation ain't gonna be the same. We get caught.
You think?
Do
you think?
It's not gonna be the same. Y'all ain't gonna have the same power that y'all have of the lie. Your power to lie is gonna be diminished because of it.
Uh-uh.
Because now you're thinking it. You put yourself out there before. As a female, you can hide certain shit because you were already hitting that side of you already.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're putting that out there, you're gonna be like, that nigga gonna look at you and be like, oh, like, I suspect that you're gonna be doing it now, so now I'm gonna do the female thing, quote unquote, and go, I'm gonna start going through your phone and doing all that shit. Like,
okay.
That whole jealousy aspect.
Wow.
So you ain't gonna be getting away with it. You get away with it because niggas like to keep their head in the sand and not.
No, I disagree, because I have personally seen in my very own lifetime women who, I'm telling you, their game is tight. Like, the shit
crazy
they get
good.
Away with.
But I think you gotta stay focused. I think you gotta
tight.
Stay focused. I think anybody has the potential, but when you start to become sloppy,
agreed.
That's when, I think, whether it be male or female.
I agree with you, but I think that there's a difference between the way that men think and plan and the way that women think and plan.
Because I think typically we
multitask more.
We do.
There's so many different things that we're involved with daily that when a woman is in the situation of being the cheating partner, a cheating spouse, or whatever, I've literally seen it multiple times firsthand.
The shit that she can
get away with.
Hot as fuck right now.
Crazy.
I don't think
men have the capability. Like, I've seen people think 20 steps ahead all the time.
Damn.
Tight. The game is... I've seen some shit. Like,
but are they veteran cheaters? Like,
I don't think you gotta be a veteran cheater. I think, truthfully, you need to be able to look at things not from only a woman's perspective, but just as, like, a human's perspective.
Gotcha.
You gotta, I think sometimes you gotta let, like, stop trying to gender role everything. Like, we just gonna go in for the kill. I'm gonna do what I'm doing. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, and I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And that's it. It can't be a situation of, like, and if I feel like if you're gonna be a cheater and you're gonna try and keep it quiet, you can't let your emotions get the best of you. So I feel like if you are an emotional person, it's not gonna work. It's gonna be sloppy. But I think if you're not, if you go in just to do what you're doing, and you mm-hmm. have the mindset of like, listen, you're over here and I got that over there, you will not come in between that. I think that's why it's communication too. Like, you have to have a communication between everybody. That's why mm-hmm. I feel like cheating, I feel like it's always going to come out, but like the polygamy situation mm-hmm. where if you mm-hmm. communicate, mm-hmm. I think it's just better. There's no way of really getting caught because everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody knows their role. And as long as everybody plays their role, you're good to go.
That's scary, though. That
how is that scary? Would you rather be with somebody who you know who they're with than to be with somebody and they're cheating on you and you don't know nothing about that person?
I'd rather be with somebody who's not fucking anybody else but
them. No. And no, that's true. That's true. That's
and
true.
Not even emotionally no. fucking with somebody else.
No.
But me. But that's I understand. True. If I had a choice,
yeah.
yes, I would want to know what my spouse is doing versus not knowing. Because that whole quote that what you don't know won't hurt you is some bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? So I would rather know.
No, but if you don't know, it's hard.
Oh, you better stop. Oh, you better stop. That is not because
I agree with Terrence.
It does hurt.
I agree with Terrence. If you don't know, it's not gonna
hurt. You can't be hurt by something you don't know.
Exactly.
You don't know it. You never.
Yeah, no, but that's not true because let's just say, all right. So I'm gonna be very extreme with it.
No names.
This doesn't normally happen like in real life.
All right.
But the situation with Diary of a Marriage Counselor, the marriage counselor one where
Lance Gross.
Young lady was she was cheating on her husband she grew up with, and then she fuck around and caught AIDS. Granted, he didn't catch it, but what if he did? Because she wasn't saying anything, she was still sleeping with the dude before her husband found out, she told her husband. And said, I don't want to be with you anymore. But she was still sleeping with her husband. What if he caught AIDS from her actions?
Yeah. See, but I feel
it
what you're saying.
It does.
See, no, I feel what you're saying. But then it goes back to, also, you have to be in tune with your partner. He knew she was doing something wrong. So he started to fall back a little bit. Like, nah, we're not doing nothing. Because something's wrong. I know something's wrong. I'm asking you.
I didn't think
he was
in tune with her.
I thought he was.
Do you think? All right. Answer that. All right, could you be so in tune with your spouse that you would know if they're doing something?
I think you can definitely have suspicions. Like, I think, all right, this feels a little bit weird. I don't really know about this. You'll get questions in your mind, in your heart, whatever. I don't know if you ever know for a fact.
Okay.
Unless you have that. I think if you know for a fact without hard evidence or proof, mm-hmm. you probably are that type of way in other areas of your life as well.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I knew this was going to happen before mm-hmm. it happened. Like, you have that type of mm-hmm. spirit or whatever that is. Mm-hmm.
Intuition.
Yeah.
Now, do you agree with that?
Nah.
See?
What you mean? No.
Said no.
What the fuck?
Intuition is that's a ghost, man. You guessing. That's a guessing game.
Nah, bullshit.
Nah. Disagree.
This is why I
disagree.
Say what I say about men and women. As well, I agree with you. I totally agree. Like, we shouldn't genderize everything.
Yeah.
But there is a formative difference between men and women. Women
yes.
have intuition.
That is true.
I can't
that is
tell
true.
You how many times I just knew something at the drop of a dime.
Me too.
And then.
Me too.
Lo and behold.
But
y'all don't have that.
And that's not. You can't. It's not a tall. Tell all, like, that's not 100% accurate. Like, oh, I feel this. Like, there's so many times, like, a nigga been blamed for doing A, B, and C, mm-hmm. and he was doing D, but he wasn't doing A, B, and C, but you was guessing A, B, and C, and that was it. So you can't go off of that intuition. Your intuition is saying the nigga cheating.
Intuition is saying something is
it's wrong.
It may not necessarily give you the exact details, like, oh, motherfucker, you had on blue socks and a matching fitting while you were doing it. Like, y'all go so extra. Like, no. But,
exactly.
Motherfucker, we knew your ass was at the house
exactly.
when you wasn't supposed to be. Like, that,
exactly.
We gotta be a little realistic here. Like,
yeah.
Understand.
Sometimes niggas used to be having a bad day, and y'all thinking it's like, oh, this nigga out. Like, out doing the dirtiest,
you see
nastiest
them memes?
Shit. Like,
them damn memes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What he thinking about? He probably thinking about fucking another bitch.
Exactly.
Like, damn, I'm mad hungry. What we having for dinner?
That is true. But I think men have the intuition too.
Nah.
You know when something's wrong.
Maybe.
If they're paying attention.
If the man cares.
If they're exactly.
If the man cares.
And caring means paying attention.
So,
yeah.
so
they
think,
have to be
you
in
think
tune.
A girl who doesn't care still has the same intuition?
Yeah,
I think
do.
So.
We pick up, and because we are emotional creatures, I think we pick up on things differently. So you may not necessarily have to care. And I feel like I've had this experience in my own life in past relationships. There's a point where I didn't really care. Mm-hmm. You could have told me and I'd have been cool with it.
Got you.
But you were moving.
But you still know something's up.
I'm not retarded. Like, yeah. I didn't say anything because at that point I didn't really care.
Exactly.
But hell yeah, I knew.
That doesn't mean that you don't know just because you don't care.
And it wasn't like I was looking for it. It just kind of hit you in the face. Like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
Niggas know, they just don't say it. So it's a matter of like, that's a pride thing. You know what I'm saying? I think it comes down to a pride thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because you know when, like, if I'm rocking with you and I'm feeling some discord here, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to ignore it. Like, I'm just going to be like, you know what? She going through her thing. Let me just, whatever,
what?
Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to ignore that. I don't think she's going to do that. She ain't that crazy. Like, that's kind of, it's a pride thing. Like, she ain't that crazy to cheat on me. Until you find out. That's why niggas get hurt so bad when it happens. You're like, I can't believe she did that. Like, she had the potential to do that. What the fuck she was doing? You mess with this nigga and this nigga and this nigga. Now everything is coming out. Like, I knew you was doing this and this. Like, but up until that point, you try to play oblivious to it. So,
wow.
Like I said, whole sand joint. Like,
maybe. Okay, well, then maybe. I think maybe. Okay, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not going to stand corrected. Absolutely not. However, you may have a little point. No, but you know how they say, like, things are like muscles. The more you use them, obviously, the better they are. So I think women, we have a heightened sense, or more a keen sense of intuition. But that may be because the way we deal with things, we are used to leaning into it.
Yes.
We are used to using it. If that's how a man processes, or typically processes, you don't use it as much.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's not going to be as developed.
That's true.
Yeah. I still think that if you feel that way as a man, then you need to be in tune with your emotion, because that's gonna make you go crazy, and then when it does come out, you really gonna do some crazy.
That's why you hear them stories of them dudes.
Exactly, a man flipping out and killing it. That's crazy. But I feel like if you're just honest and you just communicate, you won't have that problem. Just be upfront.
I feel like being upfront.
If you can't be 100% honest with your spouse, then I don't think you should be with your spouse.
But that's the crazy thing. Like, and talking about this John Gray shit, like I have an issue with the way we do relationships in church. Because the focal point, and I get it, and I'm gonna be honest, DI fam. So if you guys don't agree with me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm open for correction. I'm open for suggestions.
Yeah.
My frustration is that we have such a focus on doing God's will that I think we forget that God's will is for us to live happy. Like, he died to save us to be fulfilled.
Yes.
I'm not saying go out and do all this crazy, freaky shit.
No, I understand.
I'm not saying that. You got to have some sense to it and know the difference. But it's we're so sacrificial all the time that we don't focus on being happy. And I think when you're not happy in a relationship, that shit is a real fucking red flag. It should be. But it's not considered a red flag.
Yeah.
You hear shit like, maybe that's not God's purpose for your relationship. Like that. And it's like, okay, I don't know about that. So I think that maybe there's some unrealistic, unhealthy expectations on relationships in the church. You got shit like this blowing up. Like this dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You have so many people now in his flock who could be potentially affected.
Yeah.
Because maybe they have a false expectation of what a relationship should look like and how it should be conducted.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's a person and a human. Yo, you talk to another person and we mad at you?
Yeah.
Like,
and that's a thing. I think people forget. I think when you have pastors, clergy of any kind, we tend to hold them to a higher standard.
Yeah.
But then we also to forget that they're human, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't do that. Like, this is a man that was tempted, like any other nigga that's been tempted.
And any other woman.
Yes. So he just chose to give in to temptation, but shit, we don't even know his backstory. We don't even know, what if he's been tempted more than once and turned that shit down?
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And then just had a weak moment.
Yeah.
We all have weak moments. There be some shit. Like, if I told y'all some shit, do you understand what I'm saying? That I keep near and dear to my heart and never share with anybody, y'all be like, yo, this bitch is crazy. No, I try to be that good Christian girl that Christ wants me to be, but we all fucking fall short of the glory.
Exactly.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not saying I don't just go out and look for shit and like just, I say, all right, Lord, I know you're going to cover me, so I'm just going to fuck up all day today. No, I don't do that. But what I'm saying is when temptation comes knocking and you just, I mean, you slam the door on the shit and then you find, finally, Satan done fucking got his ass in here and I'm, you know what I mean? Like, for me, with John Gray, admit it. Take accountability. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I definitely
That's my beef with him.
I definitely
don't say...
He was the whole story. So
he wasn't. He wasn't coming outright.
Forthcoming.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't like you were just saying like, oh, you know what, y'all? Before y'all hear this in the blogs, or before y'all hear this anywhere else, I'm gonna tell my congregation that pays their tithes faithfully every week that I bought my. But listen.
You're supposed to be paying tithes to God.
Yeah, thing. But so you, how many pastors and worship leaders and all them?
He's benefiting
listen,
from
you
it.
You take money from the congregation,
right?
Okay, like, and I'm not saying nothing about it, but listen, in the word, them motherfuckers were working as well. They had full time jobs. Okay.
Well, that's why these mega churches is kind of crazy because they got, you know, you got entertainers in there, you got all these people who's making these multi-million dollar salaries, and they tithe and they 10% of that. You're making a lot of money. The church is making a lot of money, which that's supposed to go towards, that's the pastor's job. Like, that is supposed to be their full-time job.
No, and I get it.
I do get that.
Be compensated. Now, I don't think every church needs to struggle. That's not
And I'm not saying that he shouldn't
I don't have anything against financial abundance by any means.
No, and I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying is, then you have to be forthcoming. If you make a mistake, admit it.
I mean, that's people in general. It shouldn't just be that's the standard of the clergy.
Like, yes.
That should be the standard of every individual in the congregation, every individual in mankind.
Sure.
Like, you should be able to fess up your stuff. But at the same time, it's a scary thing to do. You don't. It's an unknown. Like, if I say this, what's gonna happen to me now? And,
I see.
You know what I'm saying? If I throw this out here and I admit to this, I'm gonna lose people who were struggling, who were confiding in me in this particular thing. So I think that what he's doing is strategic in the aspect of he's coming and he's giving you just a blanket statement like, yeah, we did this and this is what happened. Because if you go into detail of it, like, not only are you opening yourself up to other people maybe coming to try to tempt you more.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But,
I do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some things you gotta, if it was up to me, you keep it private. But when you're in that limelight like that, you're a pastor in a mega church, you gotta say something.
Yeah.
But you should don't go into details.
Especially if you're caught.
I think agreed. I think the devil can be in the details. I don't think there's a need to tell everybody everything.
No, I'm not saying
No.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like if I'm and I think it goes with your position in a sense. Like if I'm a teacher or a professor or I'm teaching a class and I'm accountable for them and I know y'all have state regents coming up and I fuck up and I don't teach y'all none of that shit, ultimately I need to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly. My position is different as you who are learning.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference in accountability based on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for that reason alone,
now,
do it tastefully. So if you know about, like, when DJ Envy had cheated on his wife.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
I do remember that. Yeah. I do.
The way that he came out with it, I feel like what he focused on was, I did it for these reasons. These were wrong with me. This is how we repaired our relationship. You gave us your heart. We didn't want to know the nasty nitty gritty.
We got to talk about
it. But some people do want to know it. I think it's a matter of, sometimes people just want to be nosy and know all your information.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
That's the era that we're
living. But you can still satiate what
mm-hmm.
people want
yes.
and need, but do it tastefully.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about, okay, you cheated, but why?
Ooh.
It wasn't because she was a bad bitch. Like, there's a million bad bitches in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
There's something going on. Can we get to the root of something? Like, what's happening here? And that's what we don't talk about. Like, that we skirt around that too much, I feel like.
Well, his why was, part of his why was that he never had a father figure growing up, and he didn't have a role model that was married who could teach him how to be a husband, how to be an effective husband, how to be an effective father. And but he went to Christ.
You preach those things up there. Like, you can't, and you can't use that as an excuse. And this is
the hypocrisy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And you up there saying, this is what you got to do. Like, I've heard some of his sermons, and he preaches that heavily. Like, you know, the sanctity of marriage and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be up there doing that and then say that. I mean, I'm not judging him.
No, of course not.
By all means, I know he's a man. He's fallible. Like,
yes.
Yeah, that's
no, you can succumb to temptation. Like,
yes.
It happens.
Yes.
But I don't. At that point, when you caught in that temptation and you in the middle of it and you it's just you, you can't go on the pulpit and say, don't do this, and behind closed doors, you're doing it.
That's the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem right there.
So, so at that point, if it's me, I got to stop preaching this particular message until I figure it out myself.
Yep.
I
can't go and
speak to the congregation and tell them, hey, you guys shouldn't be doing this. And then as soon as I get off the pulpit, I'm going to try to slide off in homegirl's DM. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Facts.
Exactly. So, and that's so true.
That's some things, you know, you got to keep private and between you and your significant other.
Agreed.
And then some things, you know, the church has to know something, especially when they're looking to you, your accountability.
Yes.
And they're looking to you for the advice and to the direction. You gotta expose yourself in that magnitude, because that's what they teach you. That, like, expose yourself, put the sin in the light. You know what I'm saying? And let God be the judge.
And I mean that's why Devon Franklin, his book, he touched on if every person that were in a situation, he said specifically men, would take a step back before they actually commit the act, take a step back and just close their eyes and think about the consequences before you even perform the act. When your wife finds out, how she's gonna feel, your children, if you have it, how they're gonna be affected, how if you are a leader in a certain arena, how when it comes out, how everyone else is going to be affected. If you take a step back and think about that before you actually commit the act, he stated that he's done that, and that saved him from actually committing any acts on his wife, because he sat back and thought about how it would really hurt her, like the reaction she would give him, and how many people, everybody around him, would be affected. I think, why can't it be that way? Like, I wish it were that way, because I think most people, when you're really in love, then you wouldn't do it.
I personally agree with that. Like, personally, I agree with that. I don't know if everybody else feels that way, but it's kind of crazy to me, like, even just hearing you say that, knowing that his wife is making good.
Exactly. And beautiful. Like,
What else? Like, it's not really what more could you want, but what more could you want?
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
And I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, no.
I really, really like him. I like them together, and I honor, I think, a lot of what they do, the work that they do, but I don't know, that's crazy to me.
But I mean, he said the same thing. He's like, I have Megan Good. Like, Megan Good is my wife. Like, and yet I'm looking at another woman.
Yeah, but just because cheating on Beyonce, man.
That's what I'm saying. And just because
every relationship has ever had, they've all cheated on her. Like, that's crazy. Yeah,
that's crazy.
But facts. But you're listen, man, the door opens, niggas be running through it, and that's basically what it comes down to.
Man,
when you have a deep friendship with your significant other, those type of things, you can talk and be like, listen, yo, I'm struggling here, and they already know it before you even get to the situation. So that's what it eases the load a little bit.
Exactly.
But when you don't have that solid foundation and friendship, that's what makes people scared to go and tell the other person, because you don't know how the other person's gonna react. If you don't know them like that, like, I don't, if I cheat on you, like, I don't know how you're gonna react to me. Like, you might wild out, you might throw that hot grease on me while I'm sleeping or some shit. Like,
hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Third degree burns up in this bitch.
I hope you don't like
the hot grits or something. Like, you don't want that in the middle of the night. But like, if you had that conversation already, like, yo, I really struggle with this. You know what I'm saying? And then it happens, it's still gonna hurt, but it's not gonna be as hurtful.
Yes.
Because you already knew the person's struggle.
Got you.
Exactly.
That's so weird. All right, hold on, Ash. So then the question then becomes, do I accept it? If you tell me, all right, you're telling me, listen, yo, I'm struggling. I just, you know, I'm really struggling in this area. And I'm telling you, you know, I'm here for you. Let's just talk it out. You know, do whatever we have to do. And months go by, and then you still commit the act. Am I supposed to say, you know what? Well, he told me.
No, but if somebody, if you have that relationship with your spouse and you tell them that you have these temptations and these problems, and you probably say, like, if someone comes to you and tells you that they have a problem, what are you going to do? Are you just going to be like, oh, okay, that, I mean, I'm glad you told me.
No, I would try to get help. I would try to get you help.
Exactly. You would try and do something so that does not happen. Right there. Exactly. So you have to, you know, if somebody comes to you with a problem, you got to, all right, you got a problem. Now we're going to come together and find a solution for that problem so it doesn't happen. But if somebody comes to you and tells you, listen, I got temptation and I feel like I'm going to cheat because I just feel like we don't have that spark and we just don't, I don't, you know, I'm not really, we're not doing nothing. And then you say, oh, okay, well, I'm glad you told me.
If somebody came and they talked to you about that, they really don't want to do it.
Exactly.
Like, if you put yourself I don't want to do this, but if you hide it, that means, listen, like, this is something that you want to do. Like, you have it in you, and you don't want to get caught, but it's going to, you know.
That's a good point.
If I go and I say, like, listen, like, I'm really, me and you ain't clicking right now, and I'm really feeling like, the temptations out there, like, women throwing themselves at me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know how it happens. Like, I don't know how it happened with girls, but as soon as a dude say he in a relationship, all the girls come after you.
Right? And it happens with ladies too. Yeah, but, like, dudes come too.
But if you communicate that, like, yo, this is what's happening. Me and you ain't clicking right now. We ain't vibing. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do this because I'm serious about us. Then you put it. Now it's both of y'all going through the issue together. Mm-hmm. It ain't just I'm trying to do this. I don't want to do it because. I mean, I've been in a position where I didn't want to do something, I did it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, but because I didn't have any accountability, you know what I'm saying? It made it a lot difficult. And then, and in turn, it hurts the other person because why didn't you talk to me about it?
I thought we had a
friendship. Why didn't we talk about this prior? Exactly. I mean, it could go, it ain't even got to go with cheating. It could be something like
anything.
You know, simple. Anything. Yeah.
Anything like that can bring, not detrimental, but anything that can change the dynamic of the relationship,
or
challenge the relationship in a negative way. It could be anything.
So I don't know, that whole topic, I think, is all conditional, contingent upon each individual relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But
the weird thing to me, and that's why I said that's that weird shit. Like, I do constructively, I think if your partner is going to be there for you, mm-hmm. and help you, I think that's good. I think you should be open. But the weird thing to me, and I say weird because I don't really know what else to say, number one, to me, there doesn't always have to be temptation in a relationship or need to cheat. Like, I do believe that you can actually honestly be happy and not have the need for other things or the desire or the temptation.
Yes.
I think what you said was key about if somebody brings something to you, mm-hmm. then there is a level of intimacy there. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do this.
Exactly.
They do need your help. Mm-hmm. But I also think if we are going through the same shit over and over and over again, you don't really want to change.
I see you.
So I do think that it's good to be transparent, and I do think that you do need to be honest with your spouse, mm-hmm. or whomever it is that you're in a relationship with. But that transparency should equal out to action. And mm-hmm. that's what you were talking about.
Yes.
And if it's not backed up by action,
then it's
I'm
bullshit.
I'm not going to talk all day.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
To me, that's what's important.
You're right.
Do you think cheating is a decision, or is that something that, like, it's an action that, like an addiction type thing? Like, because addictions you can't necessarily control. You know what I'm saying? So is cheating something out of your control? Or cheating, like, I made this conscious decision, I'm going to go do this.
I'm sorry. I think addictions you can control.
All right, so hold on. We're going to pause. We're going to use this to get into our next segue. And that's perfect because I was on Facebook today, mm-hmm. not today, but this week. And one of my friends had posted a question, and it really, like, the thread was crazy. And her statement, it wasn't even a question. Don't let me lie. It was, once a cheater, always a cheater. Let's argue. Boom. So that kind of brings up what you're saying.
That's a good, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
All right, so I think it depends on the reason for you cheating. If you are a type of person who you're just doing it just because you just feel like, listen, I just want to see if I still got it, so I'm about to just take down anything that come at me, that's an addiction. Yeah. But if you're doing it for, you just, maybe it was a slip up, or maybe you feel like you communicated with your spouse that you feel like they're not, like you don't have that whatever you're looking for whenever you cheat. I don't know what men are looking for when they cheat, but that feeling or that love or that attention from your spouse, and you communicate that and it doesn't happen and you slip up and cheat. I don't think once a cheater, always a cheater.
I think it's 100%. I concur with her. I don't believe that once a cheater, always a cheater.
But if it's an addiction, which it can be, if you're just out here doing it, you're like, I'm doing it. I don't got no emotion to these chicks. I'm just taking down because I got it and I feel like I can do it. You have an addiction.
Yes.
Like, that's an addiction. That's a problem.
But I really do have to agree. I don't think that once a cheater, always a cheater. I think anyone can be reformed.
Yeah.
If you choose to.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Like, if you really want to do something, like, and that's why I don't think addictions are uncontrollable. I think an addiction can be controlled. There are so many people that were former drug addicts and they're no longer a drug addict. I'm not saying that there isn't temptation.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay? What I'm saying is they can control it. They won't put themselves in certain situations. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't hang out with addicts if you're a former addict.
Right.
You wouldn't go to clubs or be in, you know, drug houses or crack houses if you're a former addict. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you're a cheater, or if you have cheated and you know what can take you there, if you stay away from that, I'm thinking you can control it. I mean, do you agree with me?
Okay, so I'm gonna answer question one and I'm gonna answer question two.
Okay.
I don't think once a cheater, always a cheater.
Okay.
Basically, I agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's situational. I think it's based on relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a difference between somebody who cheats as part of their character and part of their life story and part of their pattern,
mm-hmm.
and somebody who found themselves in a situation made a poor decision. I think everybody's liable to make a poor decision.
Exactly.
And that doesn't limit it to, I was drunk and something stupid happened.
No.
You can have a whole affair,
mm-hmm.
and a whole relationship, mm-hmm. out of one long-lasting poor decision.
Sure.
So it's not limited to one thing or the other. Now, as far as it being an addiction, I don't know if it's necessarily an addiction or the way, I'm going to go back to the way that patterns are set up. And the way, either it was the way that you were raised, it was the way that you were socialized,
mm-hmm.
it was whatever you find deemable. Whatever it may be, you have an established pattern
mm-hmm.
set up.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for a pattern to change, I think any pattern can change
mm-hmm.
for anybody.
Yes.
And that goes for people who really have real sicknesses.
Yes.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Bipolar.
Yeah.
If you disrupt in a pattern, there's going to be change.
Yes.
So I feel like if you are capable of identifying whatever that pattern is in your life and then disrupting it,
mm-hmm.
there will be change. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, but I agree. I'm chiming, brother.
Yeah.
You want to hear?
I don't know, man.
Do you believe once a cheater, always a cheater?
I don't know.
I don't really
actually thought about it.
Oh, okay.
I guess just going off right now, like, no, I don't think once a cheater, always a cheater. I think, like everybody else said, it's circumstantial.
Yeah.
Like, you could be in a real shitty relationship and you just don't know how to get out of it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So some people just use that excuse, let me cheat, and then let them find out I'm getting out. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Like your boy Tristan.
Oh, my
what
God.
Is that poor man have to do? I don't want to be with you, bitch.
Let me go.
Did you see this shit? I cheated 800 times with your
oh
sister.
My
nah,
God.
I'm kidding.
Let me go, Kobe. Let me go.
It's not.
And she's like, listen, he just made a mistake.
It was Jordan.
Like, no, it was me.
No, it was me, bitch.
I did it. Like, you know.
TMZ reported, no, they didn't. They
yeah.
didn't trust him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
no, oh,
yo.
Gosh, that's a whole nother situation. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that
my God. That is a whole nother situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with you, though, Nikki, though. When the pattern is disrupted,
mm-hmm.
it can. Because Eric Benet said that he was a
sexaholic,
sex addict when he cheated on Halle Berry. And now he's doing well. He's not having sex with randoms.
How you know that?
Because he reported it. No, no, no. But what I'm saying is I truly believe that you can be... No, not true. Not true. I really believe that people can change.
Yeah, tell us what you think. I want to know what you really
I definitely.
You can change. The addiction aspect of it, I don't know. When you have an addiction, I feel like it is out of your control. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you can disrupt the pattern. You can do all that. Sometimes. But if you're an alcoholic, like, you like the taste of alcohol. Certain smells can get you. It ain't necessarily just avoiding the bar, avoiding people who drink, avoiding this. Like, it's literally like I can be out and I smell a tree. And I'm like, oh, that smells like something that, I don't know, reminded me of something. I was back and it's a memory that brought up. And
you
know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
So those type of addiction things, like, I think those are necessarily out of your control. They could be, I don't know.
No, that's a good point.
Addiction to pornography, like that type of thing, like you can, it takes you away from something. So when you want to get healed of it, now you, how do you separate yourself from that particular thing? Like I get out of social media. Can't go to the mall. Like, what are you gonna do?
You can't even fucking watch TV.
You can't watch TV.
Because they throw the shit in there.
But I think that's when you are in the cycle of addiction. And I think there's a difference. Like, ooh, you need to identify the two. So you're in the cycle of it, so it's an active cycle. But I think the key is when we get outside of that cycle to identify whatever that root cause is. Because once we begin to address that root cause, we are free from the cycle. But when you're in the cycle, I agree with you. It is out of your control because you're on a cycle.
All right now. All right now.
Yeah. The teacher means that once an addict goes addict, that's what they say, right?
Yeah, and I think
but that's not true.
I don't think that's true. I think AA does great things for people, so I'm not knocking the program. Like, big ups to anybody who's either been through it or benefited from it. But I don't believe that they practice things that have truth, but they are not practicing the truth. Ooh. And I think there's a difference.
Okay, yeah. Oh, most definitely.
I don't know. I think that, like, because of the addiction, say I'm alcoholic, right? Mm-hmm. And now I've been sober for 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. That one drink can take me right back into my addiction, right? So that's what I think. That's what they're going with. They're saying once an addict, always an addict. Like, don't go back into that because it's so easily for you to get trapped again.
Okay.
So I don't know if the cheating aspect is the same as the addiction to alcohol or addiction other types of addiction, but I think that's why they say that, like, if you're a chronic cheater, like, nigga, you got a problem. Like, it's other aspects there. Like, it's an emotional thing, maybe. Mm-hmm. It might be maybe your father touched you when you was little or something. Yeah. And that's something that's
true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
some dark shit.
You don't know what it is until you hit the root of it. But, like,
yes.
Addictions, I think, are out of control. Like, they're out of your personal control. And that's why they try to tell you you're always going to be an addict. So, in order for you to be successful, you have to have a conscious mind on to the particular things that are gonna cause you to do the particular addiction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Now, I have a question now. Do you think each and every person struggles with some sort of addiction?
Yeah, I think everybody does.
That's
everybody
a good question. Something. Absolutely.
Everybody has something?
It could be anything.
It may not be as extreme.
Yeah.
But a vice?
Yeah, yes.
Something
yeah.
in some type
yes.
of way.
Yeah.
Social media, ratchet TV, reality TV. That could be an addiction. Like, you just have to see. There's so many things. Yeah.
Shopping.
Addictions are, you hear the word addiction, you automatically think some kind of negative connotation to it. So
yeah, let me see.
You can be addicted to making money. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, it's not. Yeah, some of those
things are good. So there can be a such thing as a healthy addiction?
If I like working out and that's my addiction, well, how's that unhealthy?
Yeah, I don't think that's bad.
I think it would become,
if I like eating healthy and that's my addiction, like, I'm not going to eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's not going to be me, but.
Yeah, or if you just.
Only time, and it to me, I always think addiction is negative because when I think of an addiction, I think of something that controls you, not something that you control. Mm. And to me, the goal of life is mastery. I want to master everything that I'm in. I want to be in control.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when I hear addiction, I'm no longer in mastery. Mm-hmm. I've stepped out of that role, and now I've given this other thing mastery over me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So no matter what it is, and that's why I think when you do see addiction, addiction will rule over somebody. Addiction will determine the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's something positive, that's why they say even, you know, too much of a good thing can be bad.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think the reason behind that saying is you could be addicted to working out, but now it controls everything It controls your habits. It controls your schedule. It may be conflicting to your family life. You may be so addicted to eating healthy that you can't do it. You lose your freedom.
Got you.
In a sense.
Got you.
So I think once we relinquish our mastery and something now begins to master over us, I don't care what it is.
Okay, so addiction is a chain.
Yeah.
The chains. You in jail.
Yeah, in my opinion. Yeah. That's just my
opinion. No, makes sense. But it was a good 2 cents that was.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, make a 2 cents. I love it.
For a bitch who has no sense, sometimes I come up with a couple, rub them motherfuckers together.
I love it.
Right. Yeah, so this was a good episode.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
Thank you, Terrence, for coming.
Oh, thank you, yeah. T, so much for coming through. We appreciate you, brother.
Yes, man. So we signing out.
We signing out.
We out. Terrence, you want to shout out your Instagram or something? Yeah, like, what you trying to do?
Stop playing.
All right. Yeah. Stay away from Terrence, right?
Okay.
All right.
You know me. That's
wait, right. Wait. Before you cut off, because we are disruptive innovation, I do want to highlight Nipsey.
Yes.
We were looking at an article this week. Nipsey Hussle has been really giving back to his community. He's been taking his income, taking his money, putting businesses where he grew up, putting people in place to earn money. So because we are looking to do different things in spaces, we do have to shout out somebody
Nipsey
who is definitely disrupting and being innovative at the same time.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Mr. Nunu.
Yeah.
Yes.
And don't take no shit from nobody.
Okay, why are you doing it?
Oh my gosh. He's a beast.
Yes, he is.
Thank you for joining us, everybody.
Yes. Much love, fam.
Yes.
Peace.